Welcome, everybody, to Learning with Belvista Studios. This is a place where I get to be curious and learn from people that can add value to my life. And this is a special episode because it's actually not selfish for Kim's learning. It is 100% for you as the people that listen to our podcast. So I'm purposely giving up my learning time to allow people listening to get the value because this episode is so important, and it is about personal branding. And if you're not sure what personal branding is, it's basically what you recognize in another person. It's kind of like your inner calling, your voice, your true essence. And what's important about personal branding is expressing that to other people so you are appreciated for being you. So today is really cool because Georgie, my guest, is actually going to walk through. So art director, amazing, photographer, amazing, brand strategist, amazing. But Georgie is going to walk through her process with me so that you guys can do it for yourselves and uncover and reveal yours. I have never, ever, ever, ever prepped as much as I have for this podcast. And it's because I really, really, really want to connect the value that this will bring to people's lives journey. So as I do, I like to recognize my guest, Georgie. So take a moment and sit in this. So yeah, my guest is Georgie. She's from George Creative. Link's going to be in the description, all that jazz. But to recognize you, mate, you are an incredible visionary and a phenomenal executor. And what I mean is your ability to connect the dots, no matter the distance or the obscurity, put them together and tell their story in a way that magnifies their meaning and impact is unmatched. The second thing is when I hear what you've done in the projects and your life and what you're doing and what you're talking about doing currently with so much passion and conviction, I can tell you are called to do what you do, and naturally the results show for themselves. And what this actually proves, and for those at home listening and watching, is that you have spent the time to connect to your inner voice, your passion, your purpose, and the impact that you want to have on the world, and you're doing it. And I celebrate you for that because I feel like some people don't ever find it in their lifetime. But I want to recognize you for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. My humans that are listening. Lucky for our listeners today, they get to start this process for themselves as Georgie takes us through how she peels back the layers to reveal your true essence so you can use this to recalibrate your LinkedIn profile, your CV, your resume, proposals, website portfolios, even learning solutions that we're creating. And like that might be like a learning campaign that you're working on. It might be the look and feel for some e-learning. So everything we're going to do now is the process that you, I'm trying to close my window because someone's caught in the grass, but yeah. You tell me, Georgie, if the audio is awful.
No, it's good.
But yeah, it's all about everything we apply here can be, everything Georgie takes me through here can be applied to anything like that. So I want people to think about that. And when you take the time to do this, you attract your tribe, who might be your dream employer, your dream team, your dream clients, your dream projects as well, in a way that feels like you're in a slipstream towards your desires, a place where yes is the only answer for the people and projects that are aligned to your authentic self. So I know this is true because I did it for myself back in the day. And if people think about Belvista Studios, the questions that Georgie will ask me shortly got me to where I am with Belvista Studios. Even though we didn't know each other back then, the same process has revealed where I'm at. And if you think about Belvista Studios, and if you think about what you know about Kim Tui, like for myself, I came up with my values as a human, and it was inspiration, leadership, and playfulness. And then I learned about through that, like being inspired, wanting to lead, being playful. I learned about human-centered design. And you can see us talking about that everywhere. And then I was like, they're the projects I want to work on. I want human-centered projects that have a human impact on the world. They're the problems I want to solve. That's how I want to solve them, with a human-centered approach. And now, in our existence at Bell Vista Studios today, is through getting our authentic brand right, like Georgie's going to ignite for the first unveiling to help listeners and watchers today, has pre-qualified clients and projects coming to us where they say, this is the problem we have, Kim, how can you help us? This is the money we have for it. So talking about money is never an issue. It's very transparent and open and presented to me. They fight for us. They want the human-centered approach. They want the inspirational solution. They want the playfulness that we bring to how we work and what we do through our work. And that if you're in our ecosystem, like our YouTube, our LinkedIn, our Instagram, et cetera, you're probably going, yeah, that is Bell Vista Studios. That's what I know about them. Absolutely. And it's because I did this similar process that Georgie's going to do to you guys today. So this is what is possible for you humans, applying for your next career opportunity, attracting your dream clients that appreciate you for you, and launching learning solutions that learners want to complete and anticipate the next training solution as well. It is possible because I am existing in it already with Bell Vista Studios. That's my introduction. Now, Georgie.
Hello.
You are going hello. Yeah, hello. You don't get to talk. It's Kim's podcast. So you're going to take me through your like kind of kickoff call questions. And yes. I want to be my audience. I want to be a learning designer or an instructional designer that is just like, yes, this is my dream calling. I want to attract my dream clients. So I'm going to kind of embody the people that listen and just go through the process with you. I will just encourage the people that are listening, listen to the conversation to begin with, and then go back on a second listen and pause, answer the questions for yourselves. I wouldn't say try and do it at the same time. I think it's important to feel the experience that we create today. So
amazing. I'm so excited.
Me too. Yeah.
Yay. So describe your business and what does it look like in a simple sentence.
I make humans be better versions of themselves.
I love that. And I love that you put it in one sentence.
That's what you asked for.
I know, but some people will do multiple sentences, and it's brilliant if you can get it into one powerful, bold statement. Is there a unique story behind the name of your business?
It was a project that I did when I was studying. I had to come up with a brand, and I didn't know what to call it, and Bell Vista was the street name of where I was living at the time.
I love
that. And studios is because I knew it was going to be creating some Pretty. Things, but I didn't know what. So I didn't want to limit it. So
yeah. Yep. Wow, that's pretty cool. Why was your business started?
I wanted freedom, freedom of time, freedom of money, freedom of creativity, freedom to own my life and to design it in the way that I want it to be, so that I basically have a fulfilling day every day. And if I die, or when I die from this current form, I have no regrets.
Okay, that's pretty powerful. What are your business goals in the next few months?
I want to maintain what we have already, because I feel it's really, really good and really true to myself. And I'm excited, and I wake up every day loving what I do, loving who I'm doing it for and who I'm doing it with. And also, I want to have a bigger impact on the world. I know that I'm really good at what I do, and I know that I can do really good for the people that I want to serve, my customers. And I want to have a bigger impact on that. And I have like a few ideas around like projects I want to work on, clients I want to work for, and also like products that I want to launch into the world as well. It's a lot, I might need help with like prioritizing which ones to focus on first, but yeah, I'm feeling very excited about the future.
Well, that's a probably like a 5-year plan, isn't it? Or are you trying to get it rushed in 1 year?
Realistically, yes, it is not going to happen in the next 6 months. I will pick one of those. Well, maintaining is good, but maybe the new product launch, because I just feel fired up about how that could do something. I don't know how to get it out into the world. I don't know how to connect. I see it, I feel it, I can't articulate it. It's lacking a brand for the customers to appreciate it in the way that I know it will impact the world.
Yeah. Okay. What kind of products?
It's a boot camp where basically do it with us. We'll help you design an onboarding experience for your organization. You get to learn the Bell Vista Studios process, the human-centered design process applied to a product or a project, which is onboarding, inductions. You put that out into the world. But just the connection on, like, we've done so many, and I know, like, we spend so much time at work doing, like, so much time at work, and it impacts our lives so much that it should be a good place that we go. And I know the kind of ingredients and the criteria that can help that happen when someone starts a new job. And I want organizations to create employee experiences that I know have a positive impact on human beings, bring the best out of them as an individual, as a team member, as a leader. So that's my like impact on the world, how it makes the world a better place because we have better workplaces.
Yeah. What are your brand values?
They are playfulness, inspiration, and leadership. I'm actually dropping the leadership because I just think inspiration is, like if you're inspiring, you're leading.
By someone, yeah.
So playfulness and inspiration.
Oh, two. I like that.
But it's me as well. Like that is like Kim. And that comes through because I'm not one of those people that I don't want to like show up to a client meeting and be a different version of myself. Like if I'm owning a business, if I'm working on things, I want to be me in all situations. So that's why I was like, it's got to be Kim's values in a brand.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Whatever.
Mm. Yeah. Who is your ideal audience/customer that will buy your products or service?
I think they're very like-minded. So they like to challenge the status quo. They're proactive. They don't like to go for solutions like it's how we've always done it. They want to have an impact. They, even when things are hard, they're like, no, it's possible. And they're also like-minded in that, like, I don't ever want to convince anyone to work with us or for the price or the way to do the project. I just want it to be like, ding, ding, ding. We get each other. We appreciate each other. We trust each other. Let's go. Let's problem solve together. And we solve the problems effectively.
Yeah. I love that. Energy is a major factor.
Yeah. Wait, say more. I want to hear what you have to say on that.
Well, like if you can see that someone's putting energy and has the same energy or perspective on something, then that energy is going to be more forceful, more powerful when it comes together and co-create to solve that, if that makes sense.
I feel that. Like when we work on projects that it's like that and with clients like that, it's magic. It's just expansion, possibility, impact, ding, ding, ding. It's so exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that.
What do you think your audience frustrations are or problems they face? I think you said that previously, but
I think maybe it seems too good to be true. They don't have time. They need to know what's possible. Like they need to see what's possible to know it's possible for them. So like I think about that story of like the 4-minute mile where someone, like no one ran a mile in 4 minutes until one day someone did. And then the next like months after, heaps of people did it. And I feel like we need to see what's possible, because a lot of things happen behind closed doors. We don't share, we don't have access to that knowledge. But if we see it, we're just like, oh my God, I want that too. You can create that. Yes, yes, yes. It's not just the Googles that have that kind of workplace. It's possible for us in where we work.
Yeah, 100%. It's really weird, the perspective, and like, it is taking a risk, like doing something unconventional, but it's so simple when you actually get your brain around it, if that makes sense, because it's actually doing what's in your heart and soul and what makes you just light up. But because it's something different to majority of people, it's harder to step out of that little box to just run.
Absolutely. And I think, like, if people are listening to this now, just to cut from this little role play, like, you can hear this in me, like, you can hear the passion, the energy in me, and like, it's working because it's authentically me and how I'm showing up, and that's what we're appreciated for, and people come to us for that. We're not everyone's cup of tea. Not everyone wants to work with us, and that's okay, because there's plenty of fish in the sea. There's an abundance of opportunity. But when they do come, and when they choose Bell Vista Studios, it's like, yo, like, it's just synergy. It's so beautiful. Like, it's amazing. We get each other. Like, yeah. It's that appreciation. And like you say, it's the amplification. It's the impact. It's the energy. Yeah. Yeah, I feel that, like, definitely. And that's what I want all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. To sustain that and have that as your standard of growth. Yeah. I think you just answered, why would your customers specifically pick your service? And I think you just described that.
Yeah.
How do potential customers find you
currently? I think word of mouth is a big one. And also word of mouth, I'm going to say, from like almost like a lot of our big-ish products, or sorry, clients, repeat clients, bigger solutions, like their word of mouth from like two individuals in particular. And then also, like, we do a lot of social media. So YouTube is a good one. LinkedIn, Instagram, that's where we have a presence.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to trial different social media platforms to figure out what worked for you, or did you kind of just put your energy into like the ones that you felt were right?
Yeah, like, I hate social media, so like, I don't have energy for that, like, I don't have time for it, but I knew it was necessary. So I wanted to, at the time I didn't even have a personal one, so I didn't really know it, but I was like, you have a business, I need to educate myself on it. And what I just did was Google saying this, everyone's talking about being on these platforms, so they're the ones I joined. And it's been challenging, and over time it's kind of evolved to know which ones are better and who hangs out on which ones, but we're still working it out. It's always continuous learning, I guess.
Okay. How and where do your customers buy from you?
So we have two like kind of services that come through the business. I want us to have clients that we service, like in terms of like problems that we're solving through our human-centered instructional design approach. That's one. And then the other one is helping people like us to live their ultimate lives doing what they do. And that's like our creator hub, where we have resources and coaching and training. So it's the individuals, but it's also like medium to large organizations.
Okay, this one I like to change the word, but who are your top three competitors? I like to say your top three inspirations, because I feel like they're the people that you look up to and inspire you and just have you in awe of what they are doing. And obviously you're attracted to them because you can see kind of, you can see a sense of what they're doing is attracting you. So yeah, I change it, because I don't like competitors. I don't think it's a positive word.
I love that. And it makes me think about it like positively as well. When you say competitors, I'm like, who am I bashing away from me? But when you say inspiration, I'm like, oh my God, I'm drawn to be like those people. So I love that framing. There's a company I love. Why do I love them? the person that owns the business I find very inspirational, because I feel like they're very authentic. They care a lot about the impact that they're having on the world, and they're continuously just trying to serve their customers better, and they get results. Like, I see the celebrations for the people that buy from them, and that I'd say, like, in terms of a human, they're very aligned. So I see that alignment, but what they're doing is on a scale way bigger than us. And I want to have the impact and the results that they're having on the scale that they're having, because there's a place for both of us. Like, we're slightly different anyway, but how we impact the world, like, the value that we bring is fucking fire, just like them. So that's one. Another one is like, oh, it's the same thing. It's the authentic human that owns the business. This person is doing the same thing, helping people live their ultimate lives. If I think about that side of the business, right now I'm thinking about Chris Doe in the future. That's like my inspiration. So, like, he has a mission to impact 1 billion lives, to help people, like, earn a living from their passion. That's really, really inspirational special to me. And he's very, very genuine human, continuously learning, very, very good at what he does, and so generous with the value he brings to the industry. And a third inspiration. Oh, okay. This is interesting. Oh, it's definitely aligned to, like, authenticity. It's not even in the industry, but I'm drawn to, like, it's not even a business person. Maybe it is a business person. The person I'm thinking of is a surfer. Her name is Stephanie Gilmore. She is the, I think, second best surfer in the world. And I listen to her on podcasts, and she's just so authentically her. She is playing continuously when surfing, and she gets her best results when she's playing. And there's something, and when I say results, it means she's, like, when she describes her wins, she's like, when I'm out there having a good time surfing, that's when I surf my best. When I'm thinking, or when I'm, like, that's not when I do it. But also, so she's winning, like, on the world stage. She's the second best, I'm pretty sure, second best surfer in the world. Then she's a beautiful human being. She attracts fun experiences. Like, you see them, like, on boats, going out with, like, girlfriends and friends and having great time doing what they love, like surfing in places around the world. She's attracting beautiful brands that support her and what she's putting out into the world. So she's getting all these brand deals. So I think, like, that attraction to, you can do what you're passionate about from a place of authenticity, and it allows you to get the results that you're pursuing. So for her, she's pursuing world titles. For me, I'm pursuing Bell Vista Studios and the impact that way. And also the results are, like, the playfulness and the values being in existence. So yeah, that's my third.
I love that. I understand that. Okay. So then we'll go and link to a Pinterest board that you would create for your brand, brand images, any mood boards, color palettes, anything.
Where do I find stuff for that? Like, what would I be collecting on there for you?
So on Pinterest, you create a board.
Yeah.
And you would name it your brand identity in George, and you can search whatever. So for you, yours is a feeling and an experience as well as learning.
Ooh. Okay.
So it's to have an image, or so yours could be very nature-based, playful. Mm-hmm. Like puzzles or learning or cool little shoots with that. Any color palettes, typography, so fonts that you like.
Mm-hmm.
You can type fonts, different typography, bold typography, playful typography, and anything that comes up then.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would be able to see and reflect that.
Mm-hmm.
I do like to have this process so I can kind of grasp your visual interest, but I also like to just completely steer away from that, because it's very strategic in the way that I design things. So it's kind of like a guide, and your style's kind of there, but it's also something that I can take and take little bits of to recreate.
I'm intrigued. Okay. could I pretend what I give you, like if we visually talk about it now, and then you sort of
do it now?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's do it.
So if I think, I won't find things on Pinterest, or do you want me to find things?
No, I'll do it. I'll find on Pinterest.
All right.
See, for you, okay, hang on, wait. This is going to be fun.
So basically for everyone listening, Geordie's like listening to me and the personality that I have and the life that I want and the projects and dream clients and all that. Who I want to work with, how I want to work. She's listening to that and connecting the dots to how is that expressed out in the world so people get it in like literally 3 seconds or less.
I also, so this is only like one kind of aspect, because I love the photography is already in my head.
Oh my God. Tell us. This is, I can see your brain like going, boom, you've got it. Tell me.
I'm thinking like board games or texture, but then it's really hard to like visually. Texture and curtains and fun like patterns, but then like board games and cognitive like skills coming out. But then like full adventure, full outdoors, full like sunshine, like and a team working together and problem solving. Like even if you had like a drone perspective and like a big puzzle that revealed something and you had that team kind of like, that would be cool. Okay.
That'd be like my photo shoot. That you could put out in, and I'd use it for like my social media. That would be like my visual look.
Yep, website, head, a banner, all that jazz.
Cool.
For your type.
That's different. I like that.
Yeah.
Keep going.
And it would be a lot of connection base, because I feel like that's a main core of your business is connection. But through like solutions and problem solving. So like I think some humans lack it because they're built in a 9-to-5 system and just doing, but you're trying to draw them out and connect them again and then look at it from a different perspective.
Oh fuck yes, that what you said, I feel like you just expressed like, I just got this feeling of like energy like being pulled out, like you got me.
Yeah.
What visually comes up for you when you're trying to, how would you communicate that connection?
Well, the thing is, it's because you're in a corporate environment, you'd like connection can be on different platforms.
Okay.
I feel like for you, it would be something like a pattern or something that's coming out for me right now is like inside a computer. I don't know why. All the different parts and how they work together and just like micro, like you know what I'm talking about.
microchips, but
if I like took the top of my computer off, like little digital things and like bursts of energy coming through. Ooh, the like
I love that. Yes, it's like the spark of life coming through.
Yeah,
I get that for connection.
Yeah, and energy circuits, that's what I see. But like really bold and really cool,
that feels good.
And then maybe like color, because the color is a very important aspect. Not lots of color, but certain like yeah.
What colors are coming to mind?
I do. Maybe turquoise and like a green.
I love that because like green is like growth. So like when you think about I'm in the learning industry, like I'm helping people grow. I love that kind of connection.
Mm-hmm. But it's organic.
Yes. Tell me more.
Well, it's organic in the way that you're authentic. So green is constantly, because don't know where I heard this from, but apparently we see the most green, most shades of green. Like that's the most colours we can see because of nature and our eyes.
Wow.
Which is pretty crazy, isn't it?
Crazy. Also, it's really interesting because I would never say green as my colour, but because you have said like the meaning behind it, like that organic, authentic, like growth, all that, I'm just like, duh.
Yeah. So well, colors have emotions. Cool. Colors are emotive. And that's what I love about branding and personal branding is that I think within society, we kind of grow up and we don't think of it. We don't look at it. We just consume. So I had this revelation the other day. I'm like, there's consumers and creators. Like that is like, that's how I see society in that, those two aspects. And I remember there was a point, it was at uni when I learned about branding and brand identity, and it just all like clicked for me. And I realized that I'm not going to be the consumer. I'm going to be the creator. And I get to create brands and personal branding that is like, people just love and have this feeling from, and they have no idea why, but it's because it's all been designed, manipulated, like strategically placed and put together to showcase something, to give you that emotive feeling.
You're doing it to me now. You're making like, you've now just, I know how you're getting it out of me.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's so cool. And also like, oh, sorry, just before you go. No, you go.
No, you go.
I was just going to say, it's like why you pick the certain peanut butter off the supermarket shelf. Yes. Like why you pick
everything's designed and people don't realize it. Like it's so bizarre and it's just embedded. It's kind of like not brain. I don't want to say that. I don't want to tie that to it, but it is in a certain way. Like if you think of Apple or high big products and brands, consumers just consume it, but they don't understand why, but it's smart and design. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
And the same with like, that's why I think, I can go on forever.
No, but keep like, going. I'm loving this. This is really important for people to understand on the importance of actually developing a personal brand.
Because I learned, you know, from the shoes you wear, like Doc Martens, for instance, that's already giving you a sense of what that person's energy and vibe is like, the way that they dress themselves every day. Everything is like, you don't think it's strategic, but it's, you're picking it up because you're attracted to it and it gives you a whole different energy and style. So that is the same with design and personal branding.
That's cool. I also like that resonates with me because like what I wear now, the cap, if I'm going to see clients, I'm wearing that. I've got the denim jacket that's ripped and it has our logo. I've got high tops. But the thought of like, which I used to wear like high heels and skirt in corporate land. Now the thought of that, I'm like, it's not who I am anymore. Mm. Like that's not my authentic self. And also what I think is like, people think they have to be a certain way. Like we work with corporate clients in our industry and like people dress a certain way, they talk a certain way in meetings and stuff, but I'm just evidence of you don't have to fit the mold, because I go in and I talk the way I talk and I curse because I curse, and but that's me showing up the way I am, and I'm appreciated for that. I'm invited back and people share me with others. So I think that living in alignment with your personal brand is rewarded.
Mm.
And you don't have to fit into what corporate land is, like with a blue logo and a white website or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here you go.
I feel like because we're so saturated with content and a way of being and this representation of how things should be done, people forget that they need to listen inside and go with that gut feeling and understand that that is their power of actually doing things their own way.
That, it's so true. And like, I feel very heard by you. So like with your questions, I've expressed myself, and then you've connected the dots and being like, this is what it is. If you're talking like, I am the creator, I just don't know how to creatively express that to the consumer. But what you're doing is going, Kim, this is what you want to create. My job is to connect you to the consumer. And what you're saying, the ideas you've shared already, they feel right. They didn't come from me. I would never have got there myself, but they feel very right for me to speak to the consumer. That is my dream career.
Yes. Well, yeah, you're pretty powerful.
Thank you. So are you, though. You just did that like live.
Okay, I'm just trying to find some photography reference.
Okay.
Which might be hard because I've already got a vision of what I would have to do a sketch and then pre-production. Okay, let's do. Yeah, I would have to dig a lot deeper to find the actual. Oh, that's kind of similar.
No. I think we can be patient with you and appreciate that you're not doing your deepest work right now and that you're doing it live. So at least it will give us an indication so everyone can back off and give you the space.
I can't share
where you're at right now. Yeah, fuck, of course you do, because you're a bloody superstar and you're that good. Fuck that you can do it like this. Not everyone can do it this quickly. That's what I mean. And it's like what they talk about, like, what is it, that Nike logo where the chick sat down and she was like, it's the tick on a napkin. And it's not like, it's just they're that good at their job that they can do it that quickly and see it. And it's because they're fucking living in their purpose, having their impact in the way they need to have. And that's why you're doing it so bloody quick. It's all the experience. It's the calling applied to the right thing.
I get an adrenaline rush. Like, I get so hyped up and my brain just has all these ideas that I need to like get.
I feel it. I feel excited. Like, you have me excited. I'm like, come on, let's brand.
Okay. It's only a really small element.
Yeah.
I don't know how to share this. But just this is kind of like, this is kind of the what I would call branding 101 basics. So like typography, color palette, iconography, it's kind of the look and feel of that. It's obviously do more of a deep, like that typeface is doing something. Okay, how should I share it? I don't know if we'll get on. Can you see it?
Point with your finger so I know which one to look at, or is it all of it?
It's the whole thing. Okay, so
explain. Yeah.
So this is kind of like our colors, but I do like would have to play around with them. This is kind of like the puzzle photography bit that I'm trying to like, but getting from.
Bring that closer to the camera, because that is cool.
The puzzle.
Yeah, I love that.
That's imagine cool. Like bold type at the back or something, or like flashing animated. That'd be sick. And then this is kind of where I was going with like the micro trips, but like energetic fields and like problem solving, connection, and like having lines and that kind of work.
I love, okay, that speaks to me, because what I do in my job this is
that would be cool, having different iconography for each element that you focus on. And
that really speaks to me, because that is simple yet intricate, and what we do is we simplify the complex. So that's that cool. You have like made that like complex thing simple in a beautiful way that is just like, ping, I get it. And that's the work we do.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah, that's cool. And then something like this typeface, kind of cool, but something bold.
Mm-hmm.
But this is doing something to me because it's playful, it's bold, it's sophisticated. Yeah. So we'll go through and deep dive into typefaces like that. But yeah, this microchip thing, like, I don't know. There's just something like how each little part is needed to work and cohesively work together.
Yeah.
So powerful. That would be fun.
It's energetic connection. Which is like when I think about our industry, it's like getting one person from where they are to where they need to be. And sometimes it's really hard things. And it's like, how do you get them there in a quick shortcut to where they need to be so that they can be the powerful human being that they are? And then all like the little interconnectedness of the organization. Boom. How did you read me like that? That's cool.
I listen. And I feel it and I can get it. And I love seeing people light up. I love hearing people's passion and the way in their tone of voice. And yeah, it's a really unique business model and I love it. So that was cool.
But I think you've demonstrated that. Like, I'm not putting anything on right now and I have a personal brand. So, like you doing that, you've got that out of me through the questions that you've asked. And that's what I think is really cool. And for people listening and watching is that they should, actually, sorry to the people that are only listening to this, you should check out the YouTube thing, but like to see the visuals of that. Now I've lost my thought. What was I saying, Georgie?
People listening, the questions, the process that we just went on.
Yeah, like, they need to ask themselves that because it does pull that out and your questions have extracted that from me. It's very hard to do that for yourself. I think that's where the value of someone like you comes in. And fuck, like the experience, the way you're able to do that so quickly is amazing. Which is just a representation of doing the process for yourself. Georgie's done it for herself. And then that's how you can quickly show up and do your thing in the right moment for the right reasons, for the right impact. And that's the power of personal branding. Yeah. Okay, so so we're at it now and I'm like, holy moly, I love that like pop fine font. I get the visuals. They might not be exactly it right now, but I'm like, I see where you're going. What's next? Tell me.
Okay, so this is just like a style. This is a guide and the direction on where we're going. So then I go through the sense. I go and have play and exploration, which is so fun. So I do more in-depth research and I do illustrations. I just like explore everything, trial and error. Like I'll get pen to paper. I'll go on my iPad. I'll do so many different things. Like even now I could think of like photographing a leaf and taking the veins out and seeing what that looks like or like anything along that. Like it's just a process. It does take time and I always have to do every little bit of the identity has to have an intention and it has to have a purpose.
What do you mean?
It all has to link, like the type, the color, the iconography, the line work, like every little detail has an intention and it has to be reflected back to the brand strategy and the brand.
Why is that important?
Because that is what relays and that's the purpose of a brand identity. It's to put all these different aspects into an identity that is legible, readable. It has the same look and feel in all different shapes and forms, textures, everything. Photography has to feel the same. All these elements are storytelling. They're storytelling your identity and they're storytelling what you do and your purpose and impact. Yeah. And they're all emotive. So it's grabbing that emotive feeling and that storytelling and electrifying your audience.
I feel that. And I feel like the people that would look at that particular brand for me, they're just going to get it. It's going to make sense. We're going to be on the same level. Like, yeah, what I desire in my dream projects and my dream career and how I earn my money. Like, I just feel it's going to attract those kinds of people.
Yeah.
I don't even have to like express it. I don't have to explain myself. I just exist as me with that brand. And they're just like, we want you. That's freaking cool. That's so powerful.
It is really cool. And I also love it too, because it's something different that like, I don't look at what other people in the industry are doing. I don't reflect on that. Like I block that out. Like I'll look at your inspirations and I'll understand what kind of layer you're in within like your industry and the society kind of aspect, like your community. Yeah. And I reflect, like analyze that, but I go for something completely different that is just so based on the strategy and on what you feel. And yeah, it's pretty cool. And what you do for others, like that is the main pinpoint for it.
Talk more about it. I love it.
Well, I like drawing different ideas from what our conversation we've just had, right? It had so many aspects. It had a surfer that is just so personally touched you, do you know what I mean? And you can feel that sense in you, but you can see how that can lead onto your businesses you work with and that aspect of that mindset. And then just going through your different, you're so nurturing, but with a direction. But you're also just a risk taker and so open-minded. So it's like trying to balance all these different aspects of your business. And they have all different, they can link up. They do link up, but you want to link it up in a way that is the purpose of your business. So the first simple sentence you said at the start was human-led services. And no, I lost my words.
How all my things link up. There's so many things, but it's connected to
your main purpose. Potential. Human potential and beauty. Yeah, that, so it all links up to leaving people better than what you found them. So you want to create that and allow them to look at your identity and just go, oh my gosh, I need that in my life. I need Kim in my life. I want to be the best. I want to achieve my goals. I want to be a risk taker. I want to be open-minded. I want to create a better environment for everyone. And having that and that complexity that they think is so far-fetched, but then having an identity that just like screams and attracts that.
Oh my God. I want that.
I kind of want to do it now.
Yeah, so do I. Oh my God. No, I feel like emotionally moved by it. And your energy is making me see possibility. Like I'm pretty fucking content with life. And I'm happy. Like I know other people listening and I'm trying to be them, but I'm also like, I'm getting excited as Kim. I feel like sometimes we can have these dreams and desires and we need someone to like, you're really like making me light up and see my dreams and desires and the impact I want to have on the world is possible. And it's easily possible. That's what I'm getting from you. Your energy, your excitement, your appreciation. I feel heard. I feel like you're just going to like, what's that like? Oh, like really supersonic speed. Extract it. Get me there. Like, so I'm like, boom. Hello.
Yeah.
Here I am.
I love that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I did have, I was going to say something, but I forgot. You just got excited again.
I'd love to know, like, what's going through your brain in terms of ideas and ideas for, like, the brand or, like, what people should be considering or asking themselves?
Well, oh, that's right. That's what was going through my brain. I think we've grown in a world where technology has rapidly just become a massive thing. So I studied media design, which I don't think it's a very rare course.
Okay.
And so I learned all the different creative applications. So video, 3D modeling, typography, like all the different things that you could see on a billboard, digital advertising, TikTok, Instagram, 3D modeling, so making animations and creative, like creating things out of nothing apart from a digital program. And all these elements can be placed on websites, products, all these different things. So my brain can visually see all the different applications that this could be put on. But also, like, it's so cool that our world is like that now, that we have resources where you can do something tangible on a piece of paper, create something physically or digitally do it, then compose it on something else. Like, the opportunities are endless. And I think humans are making up as they go. So it's like this constant play and exploration within design is what I love and that attracts me. So I would even try and do some texture stuff with this. I would rip some paper, do something like that. Do you know what I mean? I'd love playing with textures. But yeah, it's pretty cool. And it is like the opportunities are endless. That's the thing. With the right people and the right directions and the right technology and the right applications, you can literally do anything.
I believe it. I exist in that as well, like on a personal level. So I definitely vouch for that.
Yeah.
Okay, we did have some community questions. Some of them you have answered, but I just want to pull them up to make sure that that person gets, I know there was one that has not quite been answered. Hold on. All the other community questions we've answered through the process. Okay, so one of them then is, well, this is so beautiful how it's leading into what you just said, dot, dot, dot. Now we have basically our personal brand, right? Which is our unique selling point. Mm-hmm. And we want to put it out there, but we're like, I think this is where like limiting beliefs can come in and fear, because we're like, there's so many amazing people doing this already. What would you say to that?
What was the question again?
So I've got my personal brand, right? And I'm like,
yeah,
what you've described, you got me to the process of having it and I'm ready to put it out into the world. But I think
where to put it out in the world?
No, it's more like, it's more a mindset thing. Like,
okay,
because there's so many other people that are just like me with my skills, solving, doing the same job as me.
There's how no does one it... like you. There's no one like anyone. Everyone is tell so different.
I love your reaction. Continue.
You gotta write down all the things you love about yourself or all the things that you love about your beautiful business and what you provide to the world, and take that and reflect and look at it every morning, and then it will come to you where you want your branding, where you want to put yourself out into the world. That's why I asked you about the social media questions. You will feel what is right and what you feel like your community is, where your community is. You can do everything.
I think that's cool because it's like what you were saying earlier, you're not comparing to find the answers for me. So we shouldn't compare to find the answers for what we want to put out into the world.
Yeah.
It's an expression of self.
The consumer, the creator. This is where that kind of, I remember there was a period where I was just consuming on social media. I just kept scrolling and scrolling. And I was like, oh my gosh, I wanted that life. I want to live adventurous, playful, live in my purpose. I want to do that. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I'm the consumer. I'm literally, they're building this for me. And it's not even what I really love. It's just because I'm on this platform continuously scrolling. I need to stop. I need to put that aside and then focus on how I want to create, what I want to do. And then it's come organically now. Like I don't even look at anyone's social media posts or what they're doing or how they created that tile, what's informative about that. Like I just create what I want to create and it's like I get this idea and I'm going to do it. So, yeah, stop scrolling. That's one tip I have is stop scrolling because it's very saturated.
I 100% agree. And I like describe this when we're coaching people. because we got like a freelancer coaching, but I say, put your blinkers on. It's your journey. Don't compare to anyone else. And I think especially in our industry, a lot of people hang out on LinkedIn because that's where they're corporate. They're trying to land jobs there. They're trying to learn there. But there's a lot of, if you just consume the feed, you're consuming like the same thinking as everyone else. So for me purposely, I do not look at anyone else. And it's not because I think I'm the best. It's because, and I recognize there's so many phenomenal people out there that are so skilled and so passionate doing their thing. But the more I look out there, I move away from Kim's authentic self and away from Bell Vista Studios. And I start to mirror the people that I spoke about earlier. I start to mirror that company that's like doing amazing things. I start to mirror Chris Doe. And then I try to force myself to create content like that. And it doesn't feel right. And then I don't want to create like that anymore. And I stop creating because I'm like, this is hard because it's not authentically my unique selling point, my authentic self, my personal brand.
I do want to say it is a process and be gentle with yourself. It is a process. It's a lot of learning. It's a lot of trial and error. You'll figure it out along the way what actually does light you up. And if you just stick to that core voice and that feeling in your gut, that's what will guide you. But also, there's so much resources. There's so many cool people. Reach out, you know, get some mentoring sessions or go on YouTube. Like, try and learn as much as what you're interested in, and then it will all kind of like fall into place.
Dude, I would say, like, if people are here and they can't do it for themselves, like, you have just demonstrated what fucking YouTube tells you, what's on Google, everything like that, like, really, really well. I think if people can't get from where they currently are and doing the work through listening to this alone and applying it for themselves, they should just reach directly out to you. Like, get the help, because we're not always the person to be able to do it for ourselves. We need someone to extract what's inside our souls in a way that you can't articulate yourself. Georgie, just go. The link is in the description. Like, you can just get the help.
Let's do it.
What it's about. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because they talk about, like, not everyone is a CEO, right? You could be the best ever number two employee. You could be the best person there at that level, but you're not the number one. And that's totally okay. So there are people with certain skill sets in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Use those. And Georgie is, if you're not able to get there yourself from this alone, speed up the results, because it's your freaking life that you are like leaning on here. So use someone like Georgie. Okay. Before, like, we're going to start wrapping this up now. Last question. I have my brand, like, we've done the thing, we've got the ideas, and I'm ready to launch it to the world. How would I use my personal brand? How do I market myself using my personal brand that you create for me?
You would use it on your website. You would use it on Instagram. You could use it for print marketing collateral. You can use it for YouTube animation. You can use it for you would use it everywhere. You want to repeat this and get that brand identity out so that everyone knows, and you keep it consistent throughout, because that's what a brand identity is. Yep. And that's why everyone will become, it will be rememberable, because people see it and it's consistent and it's there and it's giving them a feeling. It's giving them this emotive, everything.
That's cool. And like, I think as well, like, just to even expand on that a bit more, is like, if people recognize an email address, and sometimes it's like Kim@BellVistaStudios, accounts@BellVistaStudios, hello@BellVistaStudios, ask me@BellVistaStudios. Like, I think that's personal brand, right? Have you gone for the traditional, or you're like, hi@blah blah blah, you know, as the email. So that's an example of it. All of the things that we're talking about here can be applied to learning solutions. It's the email marketing, it's the poster,
everything.
It's how you launch something, it's the name of a book, it's the name of a tip sheet, it's the name of a process, it's the name of the learning solution, it's the name of the workshop that you create, it's the name of the book, like the workbook. It's all of that stuff is personal branding. It's the look and feel. It's, is it these colors in the in the training manual, in the e-learning. It's all of that. It's the images you use. It's how, it's the language you write from. Is it sarcastic? Is it corporate? Is it speaking voice? Is it academic voice? It's all of that. And just putting it out there so you don't have to think anymore, and you get like guidelines that just say, do it like this, makes it way
You get brand guidelines and media kits at the end of the project, which runs through everything that you need to know on how to use your assets. So it's really cool seeing it put up in the world.
That's exciting. That would be exciting. All right. Okay. Any final words, Georgie, before I
thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited for people to have you in their lives, because I fucking know how powerful this stuff is. I honestly live my ultimate life in a constant state of bliss because I figured out my personal brand and my personal purpose. And what you are is you celebrate people's purposes like very well. And I'm all for that. And I think if people want to step into their power and create their future job life that they want, they need to jump into the description and link up with Georgie. It's about fucking $3,000, nothing. Like when you think about, you're creating the life that you desire, that's Aussie dollars. So in the US, it's only like $1,500 to save you time to get that. But imagine if you humans listening had your dream career, your dream people that you're working with, dream projects, dream lifestyle. I highly recommend Georgie at George Creative to help you do that and get the foundation right for everything else. Georgie, you are iconic, and everyone needs to check out the description to connect with you, at least follow on Instagram and see what's happening there. Check her out. Your future self will thank you. Share this with anyone that is wanting to create their ultimate lives.
What's up, awesome human? Thank you, thank you, thank you on behalf of myself and the Bell Vista Studios team for continuously choosing to learn with us. We really appreciate it. If the tips and the insights and the context resonate with you and you want to take your skills to the next level, or you want to make your life way easier, you will love our Creator Hub. The Creator Hub is a place for people like you and us. Basically, it's the stuff that we use internally at Bell Vista Studios, and then we just share it publicly with you. The Creator Hub is created by instructional designers for instructional designers. And what you'll love there at the moment is we've got a quiz, Could I Be a Better Instructional Designer, that has so much tips in the feedback if you're interested in human-centered design or just taking your skills to the next level in terms of the solutions you're creating, the problems you want to solve. But in there as well, aren't we cute? That's us. But we've got the coaching courses, freebies, Give Us Gratitude, and also we've got some templates. And basically, they're always around the lens of learning experience design, instructional design, and e-learning. So a human-centered design focus is very much what we're about at Bell Vista Studios. So putting your learners at the heart of a solution and creating something for their needs. So there's the human-centered design stuff, and then we've also got the business stuff. So this is the stuff they don't teach you about when you want to become a freelancer or a consultant in the instructional design world. So go check it out. The link is in the description. You can check out everything that is available for you. Thank you for choosing to learn with us. Continuously invest in your skills. You will be rewarded as an instructional designer. Share this stuff, share it with other people, because when we are better instructional designers, we create better solutions that create better humans that create a better world. So we have a very important role, and I'm excited to be on this journey with you. Have an awesome day.